Good morning.
Good morning.
Our opening hymn this morning will be hymn number 535. 535. We'll sing the first and last verse of this hymn. 535. Let's sing.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way, telling the world that Jesus said today, yes, I'm in the glory land way. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way goes nearer, for I'm in the glory land way. Onward I go, rejoicing in His love, I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see Him in that home above, yes, I'm in the glory land way. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way grows clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way grows clearer, for I'm in the glory land way.
For opening prayer this morning, if you would please, turn your hymn book to hymn number 560. 560. We'll sing the first and last verse of this hymn, 560.
Let's sing. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know. Thus says the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we come to Thee with bowed heads and humble heart, thanking Thee, Heavenly Father, for all the many blessings You allow us to receive each and every day. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for Thy Son, Jesus Christ, who Thou sent to this world for the sins of the world. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for this congregation, that we may be able to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. We ask special prayer, Heavenly Father, for those who might be grieving at this moment, for those who are sick. We ask that you look down upon them, Heavenly Father. Touch them, strengthen them, heal them as thou see fit, Heavenly Father. We ask special prayer, Heavenly Father, for the speaker of the hour, that you would bring to remembrance the thing they have studied, and that they will present them in a way that will cause us to live closer to thee. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen us, continue to guide us as we move forward in this life. Heavenly Father, we ask special prayer for this society, Heavenly Father, who is really going through a difficult time. We ask that, Heavenly Father, that you may be able to allow us to be able to return back to normal as thou see fit. Oh, Heavenly Father, all these blessings we ask in thy Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Prepare our minds for the taking of the Lord's Supper this morning. If you would, please. Bring your hymn book to hymn number 318, 318. 318. We will sing the first and last verse of this hymn. 318.
I love the Lord, for he died my soul. I love the Lord, for he died my soul to save. On Calvary, his dear life he freely gave. From realms of
In Isaiah 53, we read of the suffering servant, where the people of Isaiah's time were able to get a glimpse into the future. You know, get a glimpse of what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the suffering that he was going to have to endure. You know, it tells that he was despised, that he was rejected of men, that he was not esteemed. And even though he was going to be treated this way, his concern was not for himself, but it was for the salvation of each and every one of us. That he was willing to take on the sins of this world and ultimately give his life on that cross. So as we fast forward to this year 2020, that applies to us today. And that is what we have at this time, and that this is our opportunity to clear our minds and to reflect back to that day on the cross and what that sacrifice meant to each and every one of us. We have before us the two emblems. We have the bread, which represents his body, and we have the fruit of the vine, which represents his blood. So at this time, let us give thanks for the bread. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're deep thankful, Heavenly Father, for you to giving us this day, giving us this opportunity to come together on this first day of the week, giving us this opportunity to gather today around the Lord's table, and to have this opportunity to be thankful unto you, Heavenly Father, thankful unto your Son, Jesus, for his willingness to give his life on that cross, Heavenly Father, that even though he was treated so horribly, that his love was so great for us that he was willing to sacrifice, become that sacrifice, to become that perfect sacrifice without spot or blemish. And we pray, Heavenly Father, as we're about to partake of this bread, which represents his body, that we'll do so in a way and manner that'll be pleasing in thy sight. For this we ask for in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Father, we thank you that we're able to partake of your Son's blood. We thank you that this fruit of the vine represents all the love that he could ever have shown, that we might be saved from sin and be able to commune with you this day. Father, we look forward to the day that we can commune with you in heaven. As you partake of this fruit of the vine, we ask that we do it in love, in remembrance of your Son. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you would please mark the hymn book, hymn number 925. Hymn 925 will be our song of invitation this morning. 925. After marking that hymn, if you would please turn your hymn book to hymn number 22. We will sing the first and last verse of this hymn, number 22. Let us sing. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tanned his skies with heavenly hue and framed the world with his great might. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust of God created man. To give that
might set man free, and evermore with him could live. There is a God, he is alive, in him we live, and we survive. From dust of God, created man, he is a God, the great I am. There is a God, he is a in him we live and we survive. From dust
scripture reading this morning will be taken from the book of Matthew. Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. I have the New King James translation. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Brother Skip.
Good morning. Truly God has been good to us. We do serve a God who is alive, who has all power, who is in control of all things. It's just good to see each and every one of you here this morning. And if you're visiting with us, we do count you as our honored guest. We're just glad that you came to be a part of this service on this morning. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. O wise eternal Heavenly Father, again, we just thank you for this day and, Lord, for your blessings, this opportunity you've given us once again to assemble ourselves together this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the traveling grace that you have given each and every one of us to be able to arrive to this place. Thank you, Lord, for those who have taken part in our service thus far. And now, Lord, as we're about to go into your word, once again, we focus upon your word, what it has to say to us in our situation. Lord, at the conclusion of this message, there'll be things that we've fallen short of. Lord, give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Guide me in your word, the things that I say, Lord, you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We know, as we talked about on last week, this is the giving season, and we decided just to do a few lessons on something dealing with giving. We know, we talked about on last week, when God gave his son Jesus, when he sent him into this world to die on the cross, for our sins. He gave us his best. And that's what we talked about last week. God gave his best. And so with that in mind, we're going to talk about this morning, are we giving God our best? We should give God our best in every area of our life to thank him for his great sacrifice. Are we giving the best of what we have in terms of our time, in terms of our priorities, in terms of our resources, our talents, and our skills? We need to understand this morning what is important. Because the Bible says nothing on this earth will last forever. Cars get old, houses deteriorate, clothes wear out, money is no security. And too many times we spend too much time trying to make a living that we fail to make a life. God has become less important in our lives. We serve him less and less, and we are moving away from him more and more, even in this pandemic that we are in. But we don't need the Bible to know that. But we need the Bible to learn this important lesson. And that lesson is, don't make earthly things most important. Don't take your focus off of who gave his best and the one who gave his life on Calvary's cross. We are to give our very best. In practical terms, the more we develop our full potentials through personal and spiritual growth, the more we can be of service to God and to express his love through our service and through contribution. It's easy to give God something. Let me say that again. It's easy to give God something, but it takes love. It takes sacrifice to give him your best. And if giving is best, there's going to be a pinch. There's going to be a pinch of pain and stretching and depth of selfishness. In other words, giving your best is all about being a living sacrifice for God. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. Give your best to God. Why? Because he deserves the best that we have to offer. When God becomes our priority, we give him our best as he has given to you and I. He has given us his best. God gets the best of your day. God gets the best of your time. God gets the best of your resources. And what is the world supposed to think about God, whose followers began to give him their worst instead of giving him their best? It takes work. It takes sacrifice to offer God our best. But it also took work. It also took sacrifice, causing Jesus his life for you and for me. At times, we'll have to give up something that we may want to buy to give to God. We may have to give up time to come to special meetings or to serve at church. It costs us something to give God our best. And I'm here to tell you this morning that God isn't pleased when we take what's left at the end of the day or at the end of the month and give it to Him. So to what degree? What degree is your giving to God a reflection of your belief in Him? If He is our highest commitment in life, shouldn't our giving reflect that priority? And so this morning, what it means to give God your best. Number one, your best involves giving God your total being. Giving God your total being. See, giving God our best, it comes from an inner attitude of love toward God and wanting to give God your all. Our attitude, our inner desire compels us to do things. We are physical and spiritual beings living in a material and physical world, and our inner being or attitude manifests in the physical, our doing something. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37, Jesus quoted the greatest commandment as loving the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. The whole of who we are is the best we can give Him. To give God only part, us of ourselves fall short of His loving Him with all of who we are. To present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, as commanded in Romans 12 and verse number 1, is only reasonable in light of what God has done for us. And I'm here to tell you, God has done a lot for us. He woke us up this morning and He started us on our way. God didn't have to wake us up, but we ought to thank God for His goodness. Thank God for His mercy. And so your best involved, number one, giving your total being. Secondly, your best involved giving God your first of everything. Everything we have comes from God, and it belongs to God. Everything. So if we accept this as true, then church, we see that our giving to God is really an offering back of what already belongs to Him. He expects our best. You remember in Genesis chapter 4 and verse number 4, you remember Abel? Cain and Abel, you remember Abel bought the firstling of his flock. He cheerfully gave the Lord the best portion, the fat portion, but Cain gives an offering to the Lord, but it wasn't his best. Let me ask you a question this morning. Is the Lord getting your fat portion, or are you withholding something from Him? Are you giving the best that you got? Throughout the Old Testament, we read of the Israelites giving God the first fruits and the best of the flocks. This emphasis on giving God our best, it wasn't just for the Israelites. But I'm here to tell you, God wants us to worship Him with the best that we have. He's still worthy of our praise. He's still worthy of the first and the best of our time, the best of our efforts, and the best of our resources. to give him your leftover. Or misdirected time and energy isn't giving him the best he deserves. Let me tell you, God will accept nothing less than your best and your first fruit. But sometimes we tend to give our best to individuals. We tend to give our best to institutions and on our job while we unfortunately offer God our leftover. We give all our energy into producing things, doing things for the boss on the job or at home, but so very little is really given to the Lord for him to use us in building up the kingdom of God. It's no wonder that God can't reach out and bless some of us because we won't give God our best. And when we don't give God our best, listen to me, we are blocking our blessings. We are blocking the blessings that God has in store for you and I. But then thirdly, the third thing that we need to understand, not only does your best involve giving God your total being, not only does the best involve giving God your first of everything, but then thirdly, your best involve giving God your most superior work. To give God a half-hearted or a sloppy effort, it falls short of doing whatever we do for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 31. And I'm here to tell you, church, we never, never want to give a leftover of our time and energy and money, attention to the Lord. Why? Because he gave us his best. And God expects us to give him our best because he deserves first in our lives. So I'm here to tell you, stop giving God. Stop giving God your leftover. Stop giving God your last minute, your half-hearted, your leftover, your warmed-up efforts. And don't slap something together and pretend it's okay. Give God your best. Because he gave us his best. To give God our best, we cannot compartmentalize our lives. What do you mean, preacher? God time, me time, work time, family time. Because all of our lives at all times in every way must be seen as God's time. Because it's God who gives us time. It's God who allows us to make it through another day. God blessed us to make it through yesterday. But it's only God that's going to give us time to make it through this day. And so we need to understand that wherever we are and whatever we do it all in the glory of Almighty God. Giving our best is not about how much we give. It's not about how fancy the building is. Man focuses on the size of the gift, but thank God he cares about the heart behind it. That's why in 1 Samuel 16 and 7, man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. What do you mean? God knows whether you're giving your best to him. You can fool folk and think that you're doing all that, but God already knows. He knows what you can do, and he knows what you can't do. But our job is to give God our best. And when we give God our first and our best and not our leftovers, it shows that we trust him. We value him above all else. But let me close. If you want God to help us to become better, then we must begin to do better by him. When we withhold our best from him, he might respond in withholding his best from you and I. When we do right by him, the Bible tells us that he will reward us by giving us blessings. So I challenge you this morning to give your best and turn around and see how God can really bless you. There's nothing God won't bless if you give it to him first. He can bless your finances. He can bless your fitness. He can bless your family. And he can bless your future. But the question is, what do you value most? Is there anything in your life that you would not be willing to give to God if he asked? What's one thing you can do this week? Think about it. What's one step you can take this week? Starting now, giving God your best. Giving God your all. Let's give him the best. The best of our time, the best of our talents, the best of our resources, the best of our energy, the best of our enthusiasm. And in return, he'll give us all we need to fulfill the purpose that he has in store for you and I. When God looked down, he looked down on a lost and condemned world. He gave us his best. He gave us his only begotten son. We couldn't save ourselves. But thank God. Thank God he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Thank God that Jesus gave his life on Calvary, that you and I could have a right to the tree of life. So the question this morning, are we giving God our best? And if you are not giving God your best this morning, now is the time to start off right. Saying, Lord, I haven't been giving you the best, but today I'm making a commitment. I'm making a commitment to give you my best, to give you my all, because you gave us your best. If you have not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you heard a portion of God's word. Believe it to be true. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3-5. Confess Jesus as the Son of God, Matthew 10:32-33. Go down in the water of the grave of baptism for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. When you get up out of that water, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Lord then adds you to his church, Acts 2:47. The church that he set up on this rock I build, The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church that he purchased with his own precious blood, the church that he loved, he's the head of, he's coming back for it. And it's not going to have any spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it's going to be holy and without blemish. Then give God your best, the best that you have. And then, when you've been found faithful, you can go on home and live with him forever and ever. What is your situation? Just respond to this invitation right now as we stand and sing the song of encouragement.
Will you bow with me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up and bringing us safely together to worship you. We pray that everyone in attendance is able to take something from the sermon and use it in their daily lives to make them better, stronger servants unto you. At this time, we also ask that you watch over the people who are traveling and the people who are sick and bring them back safely to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.